Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I have got my favorite Bud Girls with me. We're going to talk about some real important things, and I'm going to tell you one that really got me going was these new army worms. So stay tuned. We're going to learn all about them. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. How are my favorite Bud Girls?
Wonderful.
Fantastic.
Okay, I got to brag on y'all. You know, do y'all get tired of me bragging on y'all? Does it bother you at all?
No, never. Not at all.
You're sure? Okay.
Oh, stop it.
Okay. Hey, but I'm going to tell you this. Y'all know, I had Don Castro put a yard in for me, and it was expensive. Mm-hmm. Plus, it was a lot of work. When the water department calls you and tells you that something wrong, your water bill is going to be ridiculous. So I knew it was going to be, but it was worth it. So I had this beautiful lawn. Yeah. Okay, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, I would have been very, very upset if they didn't get out and do what they did as quick as they did. Because if you've got a new house and you put a new yard in, you're talking $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 mm-hmm. in a heartbeat. And for a little bug to kill all that?
Yeah, those army worms don't care what that costs.
No, they don't.
They just see it as food.
So, okay, and I think I saw them. Are they little bitty, skinny?
Yes.
Black looking?
Yes. And the only way to tell them from other worms is the fact that they have an inverted yellow Y or white on the top of their head.
I didn't get
Not
that close.
Not many people want to get that close, right?
Yeah, I didn't get that close. But I'm just going to tell you, that even some grasshoppers that we had out there, I mean, whatever y'all spray on them, I mean, almost immediately...
They're pretty susceptible to any pesticide and everything. But the downside of that is you're not through with them. We're going to have them until the first frost and everything. And in the fall, you're going to get the true fall army worms. And there's like four or five species of them and everything. And these guys, we've had a mild summer up until the last 2 weeks. Yes. We've had all that rain. Bingo. They just cropped out and everything, and they're just going great guns.
Okay, so I already have a monthly service contract with y'all, which works out good for me. So do we need to talk right now? Because I want to be the very first one in line. Do we need to get in line right now to make sure, because I do not want something killing my yard?
Oh, exactly. You know, just stay on top of it. Check. You know, go out there. If you start seeing an abundance of starlings in your yard or you see some more brown patches,
okay,
give us a call.
What's a starling?
It's a black bird that's similar to one of the grackles that you see uh-huh. all over the parking lots and everything, but they're a lot smaller and okay. everything, and they come in bunches.
And they
are feeding on the army worms.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay, so the main thing to do if you see something immediately is get a hold of y'all.
Yes, exactly. Everything. The quicker we get out there, the better off we are.
Okay, and then I wasn't there when he did the treatment. Does he just spray the grass?
Yes.
Okay, and it literally will kill other insects too.
Yes, yes.
Which is not a bad thing right now.
Not a bad thing at all.
Yeah, in the middle of the summer, you know, you got tons of other insects out there, you know, and we're going to have some beetles coming along and stuff like that. And it's just welcome to summertime, folks. It's job security for us.
And especially after, you know, like you mentioned, we've had some really, really good rain. So that is really, this has been a really busy bug season for us this year, just because we have been blessed with so much rain. The summer hasn't been overly dramatic until right now we're finally hitting the 100-degree temperatures. So definitely, and like Patsy said, call, because right now, I mean, we are that busy and we are booking a few days out. So the quicker you can call, just be patient with us. We're going to get somebody there to your house as quick as we can.
Okay, then, folks, if y'all notice what I do is I think of all these questions I have for them for my personal use. but I'm thinking if I have that question, some other people probably do too.
Everybody else, you know, with lush Bermuda grass lawns, as well as all the farmers and their crops out
yes.
there. You know, if they've got wheat or they've got sorghum or corn or anything like that, those army worms are going to be out there too. And the army worms are actually the larva of a moth. And everything, and that moth can lay up to 2,000 eggs, and those eggs are going to hatch out in 2 to 3 days.
Okay, now my next personal question, and I think I'm probably not the only one doing this right now, is this is the time to have little get-togethers and parties, and I think all of us have been so sick of not being able to do that. Charlie Dakota and I have a birthday party every year. We have another one at my house. Is it possible, and I know how busy you are, is it possible for like the day of the party, which is going to be Friday, afternoon or Saturday morning, is it possible to have somebody come out to spray all around the house where there won't be mosquitoes for that party?
Yes, so definitely that's another hot topic.
See
right
how
now.
I asked that question on the radio.
I like how you do that. You put me on the spot.
Yes.
But yeah, so here's the thing too. the mosquito treatments are hot and heavy right now. So give us a few days notice. We again are booking 3-4 days out. So if you can give us some notice, we'll get out there. It's going to give you about an 85% to 90% knockdown. I mean, we can't get 100% because of, you know, what the wind brings in and things like that. But the mosquito treatment is absolutely phenomenal. If somebody's never had it, I encourage people to try it. I promise you won't be disappointed.
Well, and I can back her up on that. I'm kind of brown nosing since I kind of put her on the spot. But no, on several houses I've been in, we did a regular treatment. Mm-hmm. But I'm just thinking, just if you know you're going to have, because I probably have 100 people there, mm-hmm. it'd be a great cut. And even, okay, you know, I'd rather get bit by 18% of the bugs instead of 100%.
Exactly. you know, your treatment, you know, to keep them off everything, not doing any commercial for anybody else, but to keep them off, you know, you spray down and everything, and that's going to take care of the 18%.
That's right.
Okay. So it makes sense. But I'm just... And it's really relative. I don't even remember how much it is, but it wasn't very expensive.
It's not very expensive at all. So what we like to do is, and please, people can call us. We'll give a price over the phone. But what we usually do is we bunch it in a 3-month program. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, but, you know, September, October, that they should be dying off around these parts. Really, we have mosquitoes until usually November, even depending on when we have our freeze. So anyway, just give us a call. We can talk you through the different programs, but I promise you won't be disappointed. And it, just as a added bonus, it will also help a little bit with the fly control. So that's another added
bonus.
And the gnats. Yeah.
So the gnats are just about as aggravating as the rest of them.
And remember, too, that, you know, the foliage around your house, well, your neighbors and everything, and just the whole neighborhood, you know, okay, you're treating your area, but those mosquitoes are going to come out of culverts, they're going to come out of drains, they love swimming pools, and they can find a little pocket of water anywhere around swimming pools and stuff like that. Well,
and even the little rains we're having that weren't expected, you know, like, whether or not, the thunderstorm and all the rain, and these little puddles.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And a lot of those puddles are going to drain off into something that's going to hold water longer than what you think. Just, you know, the street clears up pretty quickly. But if it's going to hold water, even the size of a bottle cap, they will lay eggs in that and they're going to hatch.
You mean a Texas rain gauge?
Yes, exactly. And I think the other thing that too that's important that I'm always on my kids about at the house is dump the dog water bowls yep. out. Keep the dogs with clean water, because if you leave it in there for 4, 5, 6 days at a time, that's a breeding ground for them as well. Bird baths, things like that. Things that we don't think about. You know, we're just putting water out for our dog because our dogs have to have water, our cats have to have water, whatever. But keep those replenished and clean those out constantly during the summertime, especially.
Any of the kids' toys, you know, little, I guess, tricycles or little what the little carts are now, if they all hold water because they're mainly plastic, or even your garden wheelbarrow, things like that. You know, not everybody has an old tire in their yard because those are a telltale sign, but just anything that's going to hold a little bit of water for longer than, you know, 4 days, you're going to have mosquitoes.
A lot of people get those tractor tires and put sand in them and... Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly.
So we got the mosquito spray, we got the worm spray. But one thing that I know it's not as bad in town as it is at like the ranch, but those big old jumbo grasshoppers.
Yes, they're seasonal.
And they are, but man, I mean, they're carnival. I mean, they eat each other.
Yeah,
which is kind of yuck. But what they're doing, they're eating the grass, but like clear some rose bushes by the back door. I mean, they're destroyed them.
Yes.
What do you do?
You try to treat, and the rest of the time you kind of endure and everything and whatnot. They just, they're, like I said, they're seasonal. They, you know, 1 year we may not have them, the next year we may have twice as many, you know, and everything. And the same way with the predaceous ground beetles. You know, I look for those and the crickets to be very...
Crickets.
I look for them to be very plentiful coming into the fall.
But in like you said, different years. Charlie and I were going to a bike rally in Ruidoso. We stopped like halfway at a convenience store. The whole ground was black. I mean, you couldn't walk with that crick, crick, crick. I mean, it was
nasty.
That was bad.
Exactly.
I guess locusts the same way too?
They're more plentiful this year, but not like they are up north, up like in Ohio and Iowa and those areas, whatnot. They're more than we've had in the past, but they're not quite what they have up there.